Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host for today, Jeanette Schaefer. I work at the Center for Teaching and Learning at South Mountain Community College in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, my goal for this podcast is to introduce you to new ideas and to inspire you to think outside the box when it comes to teaching and learning. For those of you that have listened to the last couple of episodes, you'll know that I was headed to the training conference in Orlando, Florida. I did attend that event. It was so much fun. The people were wonderful. It's an event or conference that's targeted toward people that do learning and design and training. Those are just fun people. They're people that care. They're people that want to help other people learn. So they're just a fun group to be with anyways. But I attended the opening session, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. It was the orientation event with an orienteering activity. The application we used was geoteaming. Now, I've done similar things in the past using Goose Chase, so that's another application you can explore if you're interested in doing something like this with your students or with whoever you might train or work with. Geoteaming is an application that you can download to your cell phone. So as people came into the conference center, they selected a table and sat down with a team. I arrived early, so I had the honor of being a team leader for this event, which made that even more fun because I'm leading a group of people around this Disney property to complete 60 different tasks. After the application was downloaded, we logged in according to our team number. Now, I was leading lucky number 13 team. We would log in. The first mission that the teams had to complete was a team cheer. So the table of 4, 5, 6, 7 team members got together and created a very quick team cheer. We would upload that video, and then we would get together with a few more instructions and head out on the Disney property to complete about 60 different missions. Now, each one required a photo or a video. Some of them were location-based, so some of the activities could not be completed unless you were actually at the location where the coordinators of the game wanted us to be. That was purposeful because they wanted us to be familiar with the property where the conference and our rooms were for that week. Now, we had a blast. It's really interesting because the one thing is, you end up doing things that maybe you typically wouldn't do, but you're with a team, everybody else is doing it, so you're having fun. For example, one activity we did was human dominoes. We selected a grassy area, and then we all end up on the ground when it's all said and done because we're doing human dominoes. But as you complete the missions, your team earns XP points, so your game points. The winners for this activity were going to be the team with the highest score and then the team with the best video or photograph throughout the gameplay. We were very strategic in completing the missions because in order to have the highest XP points, you wanted to complete the missions with the most points, but you also wanted to complete as many missions as possible. So as we were walking, basically two of us, we were in charge of finding the missions that could be completed anywhere and kind of on the fly. The rest of the team was looking at the map, determining, okay, where do we need to go? What mission are we completing next? Which missions are the most points? We really bonded. You know, it's one of those activities where you get to know each other. You spend a lot of time laughing. You're being strategic. So you're kind of brainstorming, helping each other out. But the one thing I didn't really expect, but maybe I should have since we were on a Disney property, is that the guest actually got involved in our game. So we're there for a conference, right? But then there are families there that are there for vacation. They actually went everything from cheering us on to actually hopping into our videos and being a part of it. After we completed, we had to be back in the conference center on time. If our group did not make it back on time, 50% of our score was deducted, so then you know, you didn't even have a chance of winning. With that rule in place, every team was back in the conference room and on time. Now, with this application, there's a few other things that geo-teaming may do differently than, like, goose chase. And that is, they've done some research in analyzing the video and photos that have been submitted through their games over the past several years. And they're able to analyze some of the team dynamics. I have not heard all the information on that yet, but they're going to do a follow-up webinar with us where we can learn more about how they analyze the video and photos to learn more about the team dynamics of each team. That doesn't happen till April, but if it's good and it's good information, I will definitely share that with you. A lot of the missions that we had to complete in the game at the conference, helping us to have fun, network, and then get to know the Disney property in which the conference was being held. But in the classroom, it's a great way to implement some missions where you can start looking at what's the context that students are bringing to the class. Like, what do they already know? What are some misunderstandings? So you can have them complete missions and activities based on information you would like to gather from them. The application would also be good for faculty to start learning about their students. Through the activities and videos, you can kind of see what students maybe like to have fun, which ones naturally tend to be leaders, which ones tend to hang back and are not quite as verbal. You can be a little bit more strategic in creating your groups within the classroom by using the information from the game. I would like to encourage you to use an application like GeoTeaming or Goose Chase with your students just because it's a different approach. The students will get to know each other, they'll become relaxed, and hopefully be more ready to learn. Thank you very much for joining our podcast today, and please be sure to subscribe if you haven't already. We will see you next week on the Innovative Teaching Podcast.